Hello, my name is Kenneth Kennedy. I'm a professor in ecology and evolutionary biology at Cornell University. I am a human paleontologist, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what paleontology is. The ancient people of Greece and Rome knew about fossils. They did not understand what they were. But the science of paleontology is derived from two Greek words. Paleo, meaning ancient, and ontology, that means the existence of things. So a scientific definition of paleontology would be the study of the remains of deceased organisms, the remains of animals and plants and microorganisms that had once existed. Paleontology depends a great deal upon the science of geology, because most of what we consider fossils are themselves petrified, have turned to stone, and are found in layers of the earth that we call geological strata. These strata are laid down in such a way that the earlier ones are the lowest in a formation, and the upper ones are most recent. Now, we can find various animals in different kinds of strata. And these tell us a great deal about the antiquity of these geological formations. And in turn, we can determine the antiquity of the fossils from their geological contexts. What we're interested in doing is recovering fossils from their geological contexts, knowing something about their antiquity and their relationships to one another. The study of human paleontology involves all of the things that a paleontologist must know, which of course include geology, comparative anatomy, ecology, physiology of extinct organisms. But in human paleontology, we're particularly interested in members of our own group, the human family, so that the person who becomes a human paleontologist not only is familiar with the basics of paleontological science, but also must know biological anthropology, archaeology, and a number of other relevant fields that impinge upon the study of the evolution of our species and of related species who preceded us in time, whose remains are found in the geological record.